I want to talk to you about that friend of ours. The one you left alone yesterday, in the middle of a crowded bridge, after laughing so loud and talking over everything she wanted to say to you. You really should have listened. Shut your mouth for a fucking moment and actually listened. Maybe if you had, you wouldn't be in this situation right now. I can see why you're confused. After all, you've known me for a day. I've only been polite and nice to you. She's only been polite and nice to you too. And yet, under our skins, there's nothing but a pool of burning violence. It's a wonder, truly, how broken things like us can manage to be so nice when we would rather weave chaos with every step. I'm thankful for you in a way, because I wouldn't have met her if it weren't for you. Another lone silhouette lost in the contemplation of the water flowing under that bridge. I knew she was thinking the same thing as me. Everything in her act was screaming it, really. How could you not see it? Her smile so fake. Her voice so off. As soon as you two parted, I went to meet her. I wanted to take her hand and help her. Help her jump, I mean. But when my fingers brushed against hers, I felt such a spark. Never felt anything like it. I sensed that she was like me. A little too unfit for this human role. I put my hand on her cheek and kissed her. Don't mistake what I say. It wasn't an act of kindness. It was nothing but hunger that drove me. A desire to feast on the mind of someone who shared the same anger towards the world. I was scared that she wouldn't, but she reciprocated, and soon her hands were all over my chest, tugging at my clothes in an effort to find more skin to touch. Soon we were practically grinding on each other, leaning against a railing above a turbulent river. No care at all for the innocent passers-by. Then she started lowering her hands on my waist, and she dragged her palm across my crotch. When she found me wet, she whispered that she wanted me. She said she understood what I was, and that maybe I could be the one who finally understood her, too. I promised that I would kill her myself. I took her home with me, and we fucked for what felt like hours. Rough and desperate, and we clawed at each other until our backs were bleeding. We were laughing and screaming and moaning and blinking in and out of existence. And usually it feels so alone. But this time we were together. I'd never thought anything would feel that good. To finally expose my true self to someone in such an intimate moment. I could feel the adrenaline coursing through my veins as I was kissing her. Well, more biting her, really, but trust me, she was biting back. At one point, she was shaking and rolling her hips against mine like crazy, and she started to beg. She put my hands on her neck and her hands over mine, and with tears in her eyes, she started to help me squeeze. Do you know how it feels to have someone's life in your hands like that? Of course you don't. You probably don't even think that much about your own life. But don't worry. Soon enough, you'll find yourself thinking about it and how fleeting it is. So, there were my hands around her throat and a scissor on the nightstand and my belt somewhere close enough to grab. I was still moving my fingers in and out of her, watching her lips parted in pleasure and her wide eyes shining and pleading. And all I could think about was that she was allowing me to snuff her light out. Fuck. That thought alone nearly tipped me over the edge. I put her hands around my neck too, as I kept thrusting harder, and I was picturing her lovely face frozen in her last breath. I thought about the sounds she would make. I thought about a blade piercing her skin. I thought about blood staining our sheets. Every single one of my muscles was flexing in anticipation that I was going to end her life, as we would both be coming in unison. If it helps, you can see this as an act of kindness, a way for her to choose her end and have it be at the peak of one of the most pleasurable moments one can experience. Finally, she started to clench around me, and I watched in wonder as her orgasm rippled through her body. She was shaking so much, moaning so much, I thought it would never stop. Subconsciously, my hand went to the bedside table and I grabbed the blade. And I struck her as she was still moaning. We never stopped looking into each other's eyes. And as I watched, the fire behind her pupils fade away. Her lips formed a tiny smile. The power I felt at that moment cannot be put into words. It was so much. Too much for me. That I came as her soul was leaving this world. And it felt so good. I wished I was the one dying there. So yes. She's gone now. You look shocked, but it's not as if you really cared before. You never knew her like I did. She died because of you, truly. You and all the others calling yourselves her friends. I may have been the one to actually do it, but you were the reason for it. And now, I'm going to make you pay.